Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Gifted international speaker Ruth Coghill founded the ministry Words to Inspire, Lifelong Empowerment from God's Word, to help people learn to memorize, meditate, study, and apply the Word of God. Part of this ministry takes the form of a series of books, including her most recent, Woman of the Word. Ruth is on the phone with us tonight from her home office in Fergus, Ontario, to talk about the book. But before we get to her interview, let's listen to You Can Reach Mountains from Sally Meadows' Turn the Page CD. And now to our interview with Ruth Coghill. Good evening, Ruth.
Good evening. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah. Let's give our listeners a little bit of information, a little bit of background on you. And when did you first start writing?
In 2006.
And what sort of led you to that? What got you to the point where you started decided to start writing?
Well, I've been a speaker for a long time and wanted to leave my thoughts with my listeners and or with my audience. And I was at a conference out west. Actually, didn't want to be there particularly because we had a new grandson born in Ottawa. But as I was in the hotel conference room by myself, I just started writing and pouring out those thoughts to the Lord. And all of a sudden, I was writing... why am I here? And my hand just started writing, because you are to write, you are to write, you are to write. And it was just a call that over the years I knew was going to come, but I was putting it off because I loved speaking and found writing a more of a challenge.
Well, as a speaker, I mean, weren't you sort of writing as well as you were developing your presentations and developing the things that you were telling to the people?
Well, this is a mind game that people that have more the upfront gift as a predominant gift, I think we excuse ourselves and say that we're not writers, when in actual fact we always are, but it's just one of those things that I had to work at and kind of come to terms that indeed you are writing as you're preparing.
Well, when you went, you know, from 2006 and you're to the point where you are now, where you've got some books that are out, What sort of, walk us on that journey of how you developed your writing and who some of the people who may have influenced you in that journey would have been.
The influences came a lot through my speaking and through hearing people say, I wish so-and-so had heard this, what you've said tonight. And largely through my speaking, in 2000, I was asked to speak at a Women Alive event, and as usual, I was preparing my message, and at that time, there were a lot of women's ministry groups that were called Women of Worth, and that resonated in my heart, and I thought that would make a really great message from Psalm 139, and then another one came, what about your being a woman of the Word, and all of those wows just started coming, and I created this message on the four wows: Woman of Worth, Woman of the Word, Woman of Wisdom, and Woman of Worship. And that was a 40-minute message. 5 years later, I was asked to speak at a conference out west, and there were four sessions to speak. So that one message became four messages. I just expanded them and made it into four messages, and then started the production of CDs at that point. And then in about 2009, I put those four thoughts into a Bible study, two lessons on each, but it was too much in one study. So a publisher from Grand Rapids suggested that I create four books, and so that's what I'm my journey now. Yeah. It's been a wonderful journey, the same topic, elaborated a little bit differently and expanded in different ways, but three are already written, two are published, and the fourth one is about a quarter of the way through.
Well, I want to get into some more detail on the actual books themselves and that whole process in a few minutes, but I guess what I'm looking at, too, is you, as part of this, you said you were speaking that, but you also were involved in broadcasts. You even had a program on Faith FM for a little while. How has all of what you've been doing as a communicator influenced the way you write?
Oh, it has influenced me tremendously. The way that it unfolded for the Faith FM broadcasting and then in the Maritimes at the point that I stopped on radio, I was on nine different stations across Canada, and it was influenced greatly because as God opened these doors for this ministry to expand, I began to see how much He loves to be involved in the details of our lives. And you know that in your head, but when you begin to experience it on a personal level, you can't put a price tag on it. You just are in awe of what God can do when you just finally say, yes, I'll do whatever you want me to do.
When you're looking at the actual aspect of writing, did you, in order to sort of help yourself with writing that, did you, you know, start connecting with other writers, connecting with workshops, things like that? What sort of helped you to develop yourself as a writer and get past, you know, what we talked about earlier, that hurdle that even as a communicator you were, you know, writing anyway? But was there anything that you did specifically?
Question, Robert. Our mutual friend Sarah Davison asked me shortly after that 2006 experience if I would go to a writer's group with her, and I was petrified, quite frankly, but I did go because my initial writing was actually on my memoirs, and so there were a lot of painful things that I really was not terribly comfortable sharing with others, but I did go, and some of our mutual friends, Donna Mann, Sarah Davison, were part of that group. And whenever I would read something that I was quite uncomfortable with, they were so reassuring. And being part of that kind of a group was just very significant. And I would encourage anyone that is writing, no matter what you think, you need to be in a group like that. And as well, every year I would go to a workshop or a conference, and between the one that was held in Guelph originally back when, or Grand Rapids, each year I would commit myself to go and see what more I could learn about writing and the craft that it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you did actually start writing and get to the point where you're ready to publish, what went through your mind as you were getting to that point and connecting with publishers to say, you know, I'm ready to let these words out into the community?
Well, I have to be honest, Robert. There were a lot of feelings of inadequacy, and because I was now in groups of people who were very accomplished writers, and their works were out there, and so as a newbie, as it were, there were lots of inhibitions, and is this okay? Will people like me when they know my story? You know, some of those insecurities really surfaced, and they were not new feelings to me, but they were not as common as they had been, you know, when I first started speaking, for instance. I was quite comfortable, although always get better butterflies when I'm up front, but quite comfortable in that role.
Mm-hmm.
So it was certainly a gradual coming into understanding that this could be true worship to God, to put my words on paper, just as much as speaking from a podium.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with author Ruth Coghill. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
In this world of dissension, I will stand on this rock of my salvation, steady as I can. I'll be strong in full armor against the enemy. When that darkness comes around, I'll face it fearlessly.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Warrior Song from Sally Meadows' Turn the Page CD. I'm your host, Robert White. We're going to continue our conversation with author and speaker Ruth Coghill. Ruth, before the break, we talked a little bit about how your WOW series came up. And right now you've got Woman of the Word, which is one of the books in that series that has come out. Where did the whole idea behind that particular Woman of the Word book come from?
It actually was stimulated by three women who came to me after a class I was teaching, a precept class, quite a few years ago. I believe it was 2000. They came forward and asked me if I would teach them to memorize scripture. And I really had to apologize later, because I think I looked at them as though, what did they mean? You just do it. And because I was brought up in a home where scripture memorizing and God's word was paramount in our daily devotion, so I was familiar with that. But as I came home and started to think about it, I realized that that really not everyone is familiar with it. And in our fast-paced computer world, there does not seem to be the same need to memorize. So I sat down and began to think, could I come up with a Bible study course that would help these women and encourage them in the idea of memorizing scripture? And so I did. And that year in the spring, I taught a six-week course on memorizing scripture. And the results from that were so profound that I knew someday I wanted to write about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, looking at that, I guess a question that comes down to, and you talk about, you know, the fast-paced society, and you know, now we have, you know, Bible applications, you know, Bible apps on our smartphones or our tablets that we can just, you know, go and search and find the verse that we want. Why is it important to memorize scripture, to have that embedded into our mind?
The first reason is because God has called us to do that. And when I started looking at why memorize, I was shocked to realize that it was not an option for the believer. It was actually a mandate and an encouraging thing. So I began to think, well, if God calls me to do that, then he will enable me. And that has proven to be so, so true. It's getting over this hurdle that I don't need to do it, or I can't do it, I'm too old, I'm too young, or whatever the reason that we might come up with. God mm-hmm. is such a creative God. And because I am so convinced that this is a missing element in many Christians' life, I have put this as my second book. And for me, it's an experience that is going to make a difference in so many people's lives.
Well, how has it made a difference in your life?
Memorizing scripture?
Yep.
Oh, it has literally changed my life, and in many ways, but just in one particular instance, that conference that I was at in 2006, where I felt compelled to write, the speaker that night was speaking on Psalm 24, and God just dropped into my heart, memorize that, and that's the way I've, over the years, as I've developed the memorizing habit to be an ongoing part of my spiritual growth, I ask God, what do you want me to memorize? And he very clearly said Psalm 24. A few months later, I went to the House of Prayer, the National House of Prayer in Ottawa. It was my first visit, and I was so excited about what God was doing in our nation through prayer, through Rob and Fran Parker. That had started in 2003, and I was there in 2006. And as Rob Parker started his first evening talking about the sins that defile a nation, I was sitting there listening, and all of a sudden, I realized that as he was talking about the four sins that defile a nation, that the psalm that I had learned over the month between February and when we were at the conference, or the National House of Prayer, that would have been in June, that psalm contained an answer for every sin that defiles the nation in order that Rob had presented them. And I was blown away. I thought, God, you are teaching me your word through the simple memorizing, and I don't mean simple, but mm-hmm. through that simple exercise and discipline, he blessed me. And afterwards, I went up to Rob, and I said, Rob, you've probably seen all of this before, but while you were speaking, God spoke to me about Psalm 24 being an answer to the sins that defile the nation. He said, no, Ruth, I hadn't seen that before. And so he had shared something with me that was blessing me and gave me more to speak on that topic. And the same was true for him. And we sat there rejoicing together at how God's details are so profound and so beyond my human understanding.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, I had the privilege of walking up to the hill with a group that I was with. And Rob came tripping up from behind, and he said, Ruth, you know Psalm 24 by heart? And I said, yes, I do. He said, say it. I said, here? Like, I wouldn't have minded doing it back in the room where we were having our devotions, but on the way to the hill where people were passing by. And he said, yes, right here. And I began to say, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it. And as we went up the hill, I was reciting, Zumi, ascend the hill of the Lord's. And Robert, I can tell you, it was an experience of speaking God's word that will never leave me. It was mm-hmm. such a profound, profound experience. By the time we got to the hill, we were both in tears because we realized how great God's word is. And when it's in your heart, you aren't distracted by the flashy light of a handheld device. You just have that pure word in your heart.
As you've been doing that and developing the women of the word and talking to people about memorization, what's been the reaction to from people as they've listened to you and have read what it is to memorize?
Robert, one of the first responses that I get from people is that I used to be able to memorize, or I can't remember anymore. Those are very common responses. And at first that really kind of ticked me off a little bit, but then I came to understand that this has not happened overnight. This has been a long time coming that we really totally believe that we can't memorize anymore. And really, the woman of the word, its subtitle is A Memorizing Scripture Experience. And it's that grabs people's hearts. And what I mean by experience is this is a book that is used for individual, but it's also created for group. So in other words, I suggest that that a woman will grab two or three, maybe four other women for 4 weeks, once a week, and in that time, following the principles in the book, collectively, they will have memorized Psalm 8. And somehow, when they realize that they only have two or three verses to contribute to the whole, that takes the pressure off not being able to remember. They're doing it as a group, and for me, it's like a body of Christ experience, and women are responding to it. And just last week, I was speaking in Kitchener at a church, and some women came running up to me, and they said, 2 years ago, you presented that group memorizing to us, and we can still do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm so encouraged, Robert. I really believe we need to emphasize this, but make some ways that are simpler than just going at it yourself. So a memorizing scripture experience includes some other people on the journey.
Well, I'm looking at our time, and we need to take one final break. And when we come back, we're going to finish our conversation with author and speaker Ruth Coghill. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Amazed at the privilege.
Back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to I Will Sing from the Turn the Page CD by Sally Meadows. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with author and speaker Ruth Coghill. Ruth, you talked about what the reaction to Women of the Word has been. What's been the reaction to the whole series at this particular point?
Well, I have found that since the second book is now published that there's much more interest in the first book. I guess it's just that people have to know that you really are on a journey that you're going to complete. And the first book, Women of Worth, is on Psalm 139, my personal journey through it. And there are DVDs also for that. And having this second book, it just gives an additional resource for women to follow through if they're doing a Bible study class. And so they see that I'm on the journey, that I'm not giving up anytime soon. Mm-hmm. I think there's something reassuring that there's more coming.
Now you said that you're done the third book now, and you're working on the fourth.
I'm finished the third book. It actually my sister Alma Peterson wrote that with me, and that's on the Book of Ruth. But that still is in the editing process. It's not yet published, mm-hmm. and the Woman of Worship is about a quarter of the way through, so I still have a large project ahead of me.
Any idea when the book on Ruth will be out?
Hopefully next year, the same time.
At the same time. Now, where can people find out more about you and about the Women of the Word and the WOW series?
My website is wordstoinspire.ca, and the materials can be purchased on there through PayPal in the store. And if you're in the Center Wellington area, Reflections Downtown Fergus carries them right in the store. And, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and all the major carriers have it as well.
Right, and it's Women of the Word. And just so if people are looking for your particular name and searching for author, it's Ruth Coghill. It's Coghill. Ruth, thanks very much for your time tonight.
That's great, Robert. I've enjoyed it.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today and thanking my guest, Ruth Coghill. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email Robert at artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.